Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by the local team director with HCI Hospice Care Services, Abby Kincaid. Abby, thank you for joining me again.
Thanks for having me again.
So we're talking about November is National Hospice Awareness Month.
It sure is.
So what can you tell me about what you would tell people to be aware about hospice?
Yeah. So this is actually a big month for us. We do a lot of marketing around the month of November because it is a month that celebrates hospice. And really what we want to do is just get awareness out there about hospice, what it is. There's a lot of misconceptions out there about hospice. So our goal for the entire month is just to raise awareness about what is hospice, what's it like to work for hospice, what's it like to receive care under our services, things like that.
All right. So other than coming in here and talking to me about it, what are some other ways that you're kind of spreading the awareness about hospice?
Sure. So we will do a lot of marketing through the media venues to get things out there in front of media, because it is our 1 month that we get to dedicate solely to hospice. So we will see a lot of things throughout the media about hospice month.
All right. I've asked you this question, I'm sure, in the past, but why do you feel like hospice is an important thing to have out there? And why do you think it's important to raise awareness about it?
Yeah, I think hospice is a great thing that many people don't know a lot about. If you don't have personal experience with it, it's hard to understand what hospice is. And so really this month, we want to focus on educating everyone, even those folks who haven't had personal experience with hospice. So when the time does come, they have some understanding about our services. So I mean, for us, it's important to get the word out there because we are the ones to spread the word about what we do. You know, especially if you haven't had that personal experience, not a lot of people know about us. So it is up to us to educate the community on what we can provide. Another reason it's important is because a lot of people will come into a situation, everyone will, where at some point we're going to be talking about hospice services for them or for a loved one, because it is a benefit to anybody who is at end of life, who has a prognosis of 6 months or less. So it is a free benefit. So the more people know about it, the better it is for them when they have a situation in which they might have a loved one who could be appropriate for our care.
All right. Now, you obviously work for hospice, yep. And I imagine it's very, very different working in hospice than it is working in typical healthcare. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I would say that it is different, and it's a great job. I think one of the things that we get asked all the time from our patients and their family members is, how can you do the job that you're doing? Isn't it depressing? Do what you do day in and day out? It's actually quite the opposite. It's actually very rewarding work that we get to do. We get to meet some really, really wonderful patients and families and help them at such a critical point in their lives. It's so rewarding to us to be able to walk that journey with them. And so it actually is quite the opposite. It's not depressing. It's a job that we love to do, that we get to just be involved in such a critical time in people's lives.
All right. On a more personal level, mm-hmm. How did you get involved with hospice care, and would you recommend it to other medical providers and professionals?
You know, I think it takes a certain person to be involved in hospice care because of what we do day in and day out. It can be emotional for us, and it can get to be overwhelming at times. So I do think it takes a certain person who has a lot of empathy and who can be in these challenging and difficult situations and still come to work day in and day out. And it also takes somebody who's incredibly flexible. Our day can change the moment that we arrive to work. It can completely go in a different direction than what we had planned. So being flexible is another thing that somebody coming to hospice has to understand as part of the role. It isn't for everyone. We have had people who have come and said that this is something that they want to do, but then they realize that it's maybe too much for them emotionally. For me personally, it started in college. I started volunteering for a hospice just as a volunteer when I was still going to school, and it was very rewarding. So when I graduated, I knew that that was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a part of such an important time in people's lives and kind of walk that journey with them.
Okay. So you kind of knew back in college.
Yep.
What's typical for people that join your hospice team as far as education and experience?
I would say we get people from all different educations and experience levels. We have people that come to us just like I did, who do not have any work experience with hospice, but have a calling for hospice. And we have people that come to us who have worked hospice before and know that this is the road that they want to continue down. You know, within our organization, we have people all along that spectrum. So it really is, it's not about the education and understanding the hospice piece, because we can teach that. It's more about, do you have what it takes within yourself to be able to work in the work that we do day in and day out? We can teach the hospice piece. We can't teach those other components of it, though.
For sure. Now, as far as the workforce that you have mm-hmm. there with HCI Hospice mm-hmm. Care, is it mostly nurses, doctors? What sort of workforce do you have?
We have what we call an interdisciplinary team. So we pride ourselves on taking care of the patient in many different ways. So we want to take care of their physical needs, their spiritual needs, their emotional needs, all of those components. And to do that, we can't just have nurses or doctors. We have to have team members that have different skill sets. So we have that work for us. We have physicians, we have nurses, we have social workers, we have chaplains, we have aides and massage therapists. We have a whole range of people to be able to provide the services to the folks that we're seeing, because we realize it's just not one need that they have at end of life. They have multiple needs, and we want to make sure we're there for them and can cover all of the needs that they have.
Okay. So if people are interested in
Yep.
getting into hospice care, yep. there's a wide range of things they can
do. There is. There absolutely is. And we have all of our job positions posted online, so you can visit our website, hcicareservices.org, and under the careers tab, you will see what openings we have. You can also stop into our local office, and we can let you know what openings we have as well.
All right. One last question, kind of dipping back into mm-hmm. the National Hospice yeah. Awareness Month. Are you having any, like, events or anything like that this month to raise awareness, or is it mostly just stuff like this?
At this point, we don't have any events planned. We did have a bigger event last month where we worked on an Art of Compassion event, where we really tried to spread the word about our services, and doing that with some people may have seen around town. We have the Before I Die wall, and kind of listing out people's bucket list items that they have. And so we did a really big event last month to honor that. So nothing at this point that we're doing for National Hospice Month, except for getting out to spread the word via media.
All right. Well, Abby Kincaid from HCI Hospice Care, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
I think that's it.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Abby Kincaid. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.